What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 462 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And today, we are continuing on with our Nicolas Cage month. Last week, we did a movie where we both felt it was okay, but he was a little miscast as this old soldier guy in a movie called Wind Talkers. This week, we're doing a movie that was, I want to say when he was at his peak, because I think this was after he won the Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas, but it was also like right after like The Rock, and like he had been doing these kind of 90s things. And this is a movie from 1997 called Con Air. Now, I'm going to ask you, but I feel like I know the answer. You've seen this movie.
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah.
I don't know many people who haven't, to be honest with you. This is a pretty like, this is one of those movies that, remember when everyone was buying DVDs? Everyone had Con Air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like a, it was like, oh, you got Con Air and VHS. Everyone had this movie. It was one of those type of movies. Again, 1997. So, you know, I'm a 90s action movie lover. So I'm surprised I didn't have this on the schedule earlier. But hey, here we are. Good to see Con Air. Now, before we get into it, I'm going to give you some Rotten Tomato scores. You know, I'm going to just give you a couple little facts about the film. Now, this was directed by Simon West. And you're saying, Nate, that name doesn't sound that familiar to me. Who's Simon West? Well, he's done a couple of movies that we have reviewed here on the podcast, and he's done a couple that we will be reviewing because I have them on the schedule already. So this was his first film that he ever directed, was Con Air. So came out the gates with a big one. Two films later, he directed a movie we did here called Lara Croft Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie. So he directed that. Another movie we've done here in 2012, The Expendables 2. He was the director of The Expendables 2, which we liked. You want
which
to
is the best one?
Challenge me, challenge. You don't want to challenge Simon West. So he directed that. Now the two movies we have not done yet that we will be doing are Jason Statham movies. He directed the first Mechanic film with Jason Statham, which we will be doing. And
isn't that a remake?
It is a remake
of the Charles Bronson.
Of a Charles Bronson movie, okay. Correct. So we'll be doing that one. And then he also directed another Statham movie called Wild Card, which is a remake of a movie called Heat, which we will be doing in Remake and Original Month coming up. The original, I think Burt Reynolds is in it. The remake, Jason Statham. Oh, so,
I thought you meant Heat with Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. I was like, man, that was Jason Statham?
No, yeah, that was Michael Mann. No, this is Heat, the 80s version, and it's totally different.
Okay.
But anyway, this guy's an action guy. He's done a number of action films. Now, as far as some fun facts for this movie, so this movie was filmed using a lot of actual planes and like models of this certain type of plane. The actual Con Air, like the plane they're transporting them on, is called a C-123. Okay. And that movie during the filming of this, August 29th, 1996, a man named Philip Swartz, he was a welder. He actually was crushed to death at the Air Force, like, or the airfield that they were filming at, when a model of this C-23 that was used in the film fell on him and he was crushed to death. He does have a credit at the end of the movie, you'll see, in memory of Phil Swartz. And if you don't know who that is who he is. He was working on the film, actually got crushed by one of this. So that's kind of sad, but they honored him at the end of the movie. And then, of course, as far as Con Air goes, one of the weirdest big hits, and we talked about this, the soundtrack for this movie. The biggest hit off the soundtrack is the Diane Warren written hit single, How Do I Live? Now,
dude, when the song started playing, I started thinking of you. Because I was like, because you're the only person that was like, knew the shit by the title.
Yes.
Because that's the only song that plays in
they
the
played
movie.
At the very beginning and at the very end. It's like bookend song.
With his hair blowing in the wind.
Well, he has short hair in the beginning. They're at a bar. And they're dancing.
Yeah.
And they love each other.
How do I?
And then the second time, reunion. And this love's wind. Now, this is Leanne Rimes sings the original version.
Yeah.
Trisha Yearwood is the version in the movie. Also, something that was on the soundtrack, I believe, was another huge hit. Actually, Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. This was
yes.
This was used in the movie and kind of had a little bit of a revival and a pretty good joke in this movie by Steve. I think it's Steve Buscemi who says the joke where he's like, "What's the definition of irony?" And he's like, "A bunch of guys dancing to a song on an airplane from a band who got killed in an air crash." Or
yeah. He goes, "How ironic!" He goes, "How ironic this is."
Yes.
Yeah.
So pretty good joke. Pretty good. A little tidbit. Now, as far as money, this was a huge hit. $75 million budget, but $224 million box office. So about three times the budget. Not going to be mad, but never got a sequel. This is a one and done. I guess you can't really make Con Air 2 how many times you're going
to
get.
Didn't they do it like straight to DVD versions?
Oh, you might be right. I mean, I don't.
I think it has to be. Let me look at it.
I don't know if there's a Con Air 2, but if there is, I'm mad because this is the definition of a movie that should just be one.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I was like, I think it's just this one. And rightfully so. So you've seen it. I've seen it. It's been a minute. I don't rewatch this very much. We both had to stream it. However, this does have if you are a movie collector, it only has a Blu-ray. However, the digital is in 4K. So whether you're streaming on, I think Alex said it was on Disney Plus, or if you're going to purchase it on like Prime or Apple TV or Vudu or Fandango at Home, it is available in 4K and it looks pretty good. So that means a disc may be coming down the line. You know, this is Touchstone, which means it's Disney. So
maybe
you'll get an $86 steelbook. We'll find out. But before we do, let's tell you if this movie's good or not. Alex, I'm gonna let you go first. You're going to take the lead here. Of course, our man, Nicolas Cage, he is playing, what was his stupid name? Cameron Poe.
Yes, Cameron Poe.
Military turned con. Convict.
Army Ranger.
Yes, what did you think? Take it away.
Okay, I did not like his voice. I don't know about you, his accent is so bad in this movie. That's the first thing that stuck out when he was talking. I was like, dude, this dude cannot do accents. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, man, this guy miscasted again. How can you get miscasted again? But I will say no, he fit the character well, just did not like his southern accent. It just sounds goofy at times. It sounds like someone pretending to be a southerner. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
Yes.
It's like Harrison Ford pretending to be Russian in that black KW Widowmaker, whatever we saw. Remember
K-19,
that?
K-19, the Widowmaker.
Widowmaker. Remember we saw that movie? It was the same
was
way.
He was a bad accent. That was for Catherine Bigelow month.
Yes. It was Harrison Ford doing a bad Russian and then Leslie Nielsen doing a bad Scottish accent or something like that. It was like a weird flip-flop that we were like, this is weird. But anyway, again, other than that, I kind of liked him. I thought he was really good. I like his story in this. I think his story was pretty well put out. Very 90s. It's a very 90s character, which I kind of like a lot. Something that we're missing now is these simple one-off movies. That's what I think we need again. It's just, we don't need these big-ass IPs. Just give a simple action movie, one-offs. I don't understand why not, but I thought it worked for him. He was on parole. He beat some guys' asses. He killed one. They took the knife so they couldn't prove that he was self-defense. He goes in prison. He meets some friends. And then the day that he's getting out on his daughter's birthday, they decide to take over the plane. And then chaos erupts. And then you got all this mayhem with crazy dudes running around. Which, again, I thought everything worked out well for the character. I thought he was really good. John Cusack was very well in this movie. I thought he was good. The outrageous DEA agent that's screaming all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Calm Meany is his name, the actor. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he was really good. He was in Star Trek. But yeah, he was good. So yeah, overall, I gave it a 4. I thought he was great. You know what, Nate? I knocked it off a point is that damn accent was too much throughout the movie. Well, so for me, it just knocked the point. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those cases where I feel like you said everything exactly what I was thinking. I gave him a 4. This is like a pretty sturdy 90s action movie lead character. He's nothing more and he's really nothing less. Like you said, he's in the military. He has a little bit of a wild past. And the only reason you know that is because his lady says it, where she's like, you know, you joined the military so you can stop all this. Because like that guy was trying to challenge him to fight. He's like, it did. And then they dance to the song. Then they go outside. And the funny thing is, like, he could have just got in the car and left. But he waits. He lets them come around the gate. Then he gets in the middle of them and he wanted to fight. Kills a guy accidentally. The funniest part of this, well, the movie's kind of funny actually, and it's intentionally, like, the script is like pretty funny, but the part that always makes me laugh is at the beginning when he's at court and the judge is like, you are a deadly weapon, So we have to judge you differently. Like, it was self-defense. A dude's getting beat up by three people, but because he was in the military, it's got different rules. So that's not real. I don't think that's a real thing.
No.
It's a very movie thing, but it was pretty funny. But yeah, I'm going to say this. He sounds like Forrest Gump to me. Which is crazy because Bubba's in this movie too. It's his friend that's the guy who played Bubba in Forrest Gump is the guy.
That's right.
What does he have? What's that? Diabetes. The diabetic.
Yeah,
guy.
The diabetic. Yeah, that's
Bubba. So Michael T. Williams is the actor. He must have been like, dude, why? Don't talk like Tom Hanks. It sounded like, because he's from Alabama in this movie.
Okay.
And Forrest Gump's from Alabama. And I can't help but feel like Nicolas Cage watched that and I'm gonna model my accent off of like a less slow Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump because he sounds like him a bunch.
You know
of
what?
Times.
I think he channeled his inner Kurt Lazarus from Tropic Thunder. Remember, you gotta go full retard.
Yeah, he did. I think he might have, or he didn't. No, he did. Yeah, he tried to not go. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, that might have been because he sounded like Forrest Gump a lot of times. So I agree with you on the accent, but again, the character's sturdy. He's honorable. Honestly, it was an accidental killing. He's not a real criminal. And he could have got off the plane and he decides to stay on to stop these guys
from raping the girl.
Yep. And I agree with you. I like John Cusack in this movie. I think he's good.
Yeah, he was good.
He's running around crazy trying to like, nobody listens to him. He's like, he steals the guy's car. He gets blasted by a jet engine. I mean,
he has a baggy suit.
Yeah.
Man, his suit is baggy. I was like, oh, that's so 90s.
The super 90s. The clothes are too big. He's running around. I like him in this movie. He was, I had a good time. So yeah, I gave him a 4 as well. I like it. Now, as far as the villains, and we got, I mean, everyone else is Con Air. Now,
this is a villain.
You want to talk about a cast though? We got John Malkovich and some of these guys got some of the best names. Cyrus the Virus Grissom. Okay.
Best name.
John Malkovich. Great actor. Steve Buscemi as Garland the Marietta Mangler Green. They got like wrestling names. So yes, Steve Buscemi pops up. He's not a main villain, but he's in it. Ving Rhames though as Nathan Diamond Dog Jones. Love me some Ving Rhames. And then as far as the other villain, Dave Chappelle as Pinball, Joe Pinball Parker. MC Gainey as Earl Swamp Thing Williams. Like, and you just got a bunch of bad guys. Danny Trejo, Johnny 23. He's in there. So anyway, Alex, a million villains, all the cons. What did you?
I gave it a 5. The villains are 5 because they were all so unique in each of the, each of their roles. They were all different and unique and quirky. And I kind of liked it. It was very, it's weird to say, but the 90s always has some cool, quirky villains. I don't know why. They just had some funny ass villains. And this movie wasn't any different. I was going to text you like 2 seconds before that I thought Steve Buscemi killed the little girl. And I didn't remember. And I was like, yo, did he kill the girl?
I was like,
but then you saw the little girl come out the trailer park and going like that. And I was like, okay, so he did it. I was like, cool. But I don't think he was that type of killer. I think he just killed adults.
And he's like the only one who escapes at the end. Which is funny.
Yeah, he was playing in Vegas.
It was funny.
So each of them had some cool traits. You know, the virus, that guy, he was pretty cool. I liked him a lot. He was he had his plan set and he was really good. I don't know. I just felt like this movie worked very well with the villains. Some 90s movies, it doesn't. The villains are so over the top that they're bad. But this one, I think it blended very well with everyone joined in on the pot of fun. That's what I like. Even my boy that was flying the plane, the one that got in, he was like, he was a bad guy. I mean, he was one of the guys that they transported into the plane.
Yeah.
And he was
that's called Swamp Thing.
Yeah, Swamp Thing. Yeah, he was really good. He was like, you can't go. He goes, you can't tell me what to do. Fuck you. I thought that was mad funny. But anyway, I gave them a 5. I thought they were all well together and I thought they worked.
Well, I agree with, again, I mean, we're on the same page here now. What I will say is when it comes to 90s movies and having amazing villains, and I agree 1,000,000%, I think they were kind of free of some of the stuff now that in movies you can't really do, right? They were able to say whatever. The scripts were different. Language was different. And they're just very flamboyant, usually. I wouldn't necessarily, they're not always over the top, but they are very charismatic. You know what I mean?
And
they're super evil and yet you like them. And that doesn't happen that often nowadays. It doesn't. You're either evil and the movie wants you to hate them, or you're likable because you're not that bad. This is where it was like, no, they're bad, but you kind of like
because they got like, or they make it too realistic. That has to be real to life, right, to make you hate them.
Yes, like so that. Just a different time where, you know, the 90s and 80s really has such memorable villains because they were kind of free of some of those sort of shackles. But I love John Malkovich in this movie. Cyrus the Virus, great nickname. Smart, you know what I mean? I like the way he talks. I like that he doesn't have an accent. He just talks like very, you know, straightforward. Ving Rhames is great in this movie. Love Ving Rhames. I like when they go to get the body of Dave Chappelle. He's stuck on the landing gear. And he doesn't see him riding it, but you think he does because he's pointing the gun at him. He's like, ha ha, get rid of the body already. Like, what are you doing? Hurry up, what are you doing? I like that. I like him a lot. And I like all the little kind of, like, there are all those weird characters, right? There's like the Spanish guy who is working with those other guys. He's like trying to escape. You got Danny Trejo who, okay, there's another thing, won't pass now. Like his whole storyline is that he likes to rape people and he's trying to rape the cop the whole movie, like the female cop. You will never do it in a movie now. And if you do, they will never say these sorts of things he says, you know? I got space for a heart for you on my arm. Like, ew, gross, but effective, right? I mean, it adds some variety. Yeah, then there's the gay one. He finds the dress and he's like so excited.
Oh my God.
So like you have all different kinds of people. You know, the movie's called Con Air and they really set the tone in this movie. They do. They do. I gave them a 5. I think the villains are the most fun, entertaining, funny. There's some good laughs in this, like you said, and they hit it at the park. I really think, and the cast is great. Okay, action scenes. What do you got?
So this movie's, so, you know, most of the action's towards the end because the first, you know, they're building up, you know, he kills the three guys and then it goes into the prison and then show him getting out. And then it's like mostly from there on, right? Because there's not much action in this movie. Besides, once they get off the plane, they're setting everything, you know, the cops are coming. And that's where everything takes off. And then they have that crazy thing in Vegas when they crash and then they go into another chase scene and then ties them to the thing and flies out. But it's funny, I want to stick with a 4 on it. I think it has great action, but I'm going to go with my gut on this one. I'm going to go with a 5.
Ooh, okay.
And this is why I'm going to go with a 5. I miss 90s action. The over-the-top action. And this has action that's over-the-top. Them stealing the fire truck.
Heck yeah.
And then Nicolas Cage and the other John Cusack jump on motorcycles. And the cops don't see nothing. Nope. Which is weird. And then they go off out in this chase. I like that part a lot. You had the fight in the plane. I like the sequences with the plane. Like, I don't know. I just felt like this felt very 90s. But it's like something that it's really crazy for me to say, but it's something that I miss in action movies. I don't think everything has to be John Wick style. Like, yes, John Wick did make a new stylized of action, but you really don't have to fall into that again. You could still come back to where Con Air is and still have fun. I think people will like that. Yep. And just make interesting characters and villains and a good story and everything will work itself out. And this proved, because even when I was watching, I was like, man, I kind of missed this.
Yep.
Like them taking the fire truck and then crashing through everything. And, you know, John Cusack fills up the driver's seat with water, which I thought that was cool and hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like everything falls in. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 5 because I missed this action and I kind of liked it. And I thought it worked out very well.
And the funny thing about John Wick style of action is it's very much a throwback. It's just that it's different because they don't do it anymore. So it's almost like a renaissance, right? And when I say by throwback, it's people doing stunts and filming them. Now, the techniques have gotten better and things like that. This movie is not full of CGI. When stuff explodes, that's what I miss about 90s action is seeing like fire on screen. Every explosion in a movie now is CGI. Even good CGI, you could tell it's CGI. Whereas here, when they're in that airfield and like stuff's blowing up, like it's blowing up. Like they set up, detonated, and explosives and made a big fireball. And it just looks better. You know, real explosions, stuntmen driving on motorcycles, driving on cars. You got people hanging off of stuff. You're right. Really, the only action you get for the first maybe like 90 minutes, maybe like 80 minutes of this movie is, you know, some Nicolas Cage doing like some karate. He does like kicks and everything. He does like karate. Not a lot. A couple of fist fights. And when they steal the plane, there's like a little bit of action there. But the last 30 minutes, you have the scene in the airfield, which is awesome. Like when the cops come and they're like making that little like line and they got the machine guns and they're all shooting. It's almost like a Western.
Except ambush.
Yeah. And it's like a Western. They're in a dusty airfield. And then you get like the plane trying to take off and John Cusack hits it with a crane. And then the plane takes off. Then there's like a helicopter chase and they're chasing them in a helicopter. Then they land in Vegas and then they crash. So like the last 30 minutes, there's a ton of action. I'll give it your original score. I'm going to give it a 4. And it's just because of the lack of like in the first 2/3 of the movie. You know what I mean? Like if there was just a little more, I'm with you on a 5. But the what's there is very quality, like very quality 90s style action. So I don't disagree with you. Okay, storyline.
Storyline, I'm going with a 3. I thought it was good. It flowed very well. Remind me of Gone in 60 Seconds. Like, it has that good story. Felt very 90s. So for me, it worked. I liked it. I followed the lead characters really good. Cheesy as hell. The southern accent throws you off, but it was, you know, it's 90s as best. Villain is great. You got good action. So to me, I just felt like the storyline, it was just, I felt like, you know what? You said it the best. It felt kind of a Western movie, if you really think about it. But I thought it worked very well, so I gave it a 3.
Okay. I agree with you. I gave it a 3. This is a very simple movie. Guy goes to jail, sent to jail for something he probably shouldn't have got as long as he did, right? Because the lawyer tells him, you'll get 4 years, and he gets like 7 years or whatever. He's ready to get out, plane he's on, ends up getting hijacked by other criminals. He decides to help stop them once he finds out that there's like agents outside with the tape recorder and all that. And that's it. That's literally the story. And he helps fight them and take them down. And then gets reunited with his, meets his child for the first time and reunited with his old lady. So we're not dealing with Shakespeare here. We're not dealing with, some kind of web of mysteries and nope. Everything's on the table. Everything's straightforward. It's simple. I agree with something you said earlier. I don't know why they don't just make fun. Oh, the script is funny too. This movie's like surprisingly funny. There's like a lot of good one-liners, some real funny people in this. Like Dave Chappelle's in it. Like I said, he's not in it a ton, but he's funny when he's in there. And it is cheesy, but sort of like tongue in cheek. Like they know it's a cheesy, it's called Con Air. It's not like they were setting out to make a super serious movie. And so it works. And I wish they made more movies like this. One off.
Yeah.
The budget's $75 million. That's not crazy. That's good enough to get all these big effects and make a hit. And like I said, everyone had this on DVD. I bet you this made a ton of money on like home video and stuff like that. So bring it back. But I agree with you. It's a 3. It's just simple. It's just there. So what's your overall score for this movie?
Overall, I give it a 4. I think it's great. It still holds up. I definitely buy it on 4K. And I don't know what the Blu-ray looks like, but Disney Plus had it. Like I told you, I was like, yo, this Disney Plus copy was like super clear. I was like, whoa, I was kind of shocked, but definitely would pick it up on 4K, but it still holds up. Very fun. Definitely, I would add it to my collection.
Yeah, I'm with you. Storyline's a 3, but the movie's a 4. It's a fun ride, super entertaining, quotable, fun characters. Also, by the way, I forgot this fun fact, nominated for 2 Academy Awards. Con Air. Didn't see that coming. It was nominated for Best Sound. Did not win. And it was also nominated for Best Original Song for How Do I Live? Music and Lyrics by Diane Warren. So download that on Spotify so you can just feel it tug at your heartstrings. Because let me tell you, nothing says Con Air more than that song. Anyway, it's a fun movie. Very entertaining. I agree. I don't have it on Blu-ray. I have it. I own it digitally. But if it got a disc, I would be on board as long as it's not an $86 steelbook. So I'm in on Con Air. It's a fun, it's one of those, like, if you're doing like a 90s action marathon, you could really pair it with almost any other kind of like few movies and you'd have a good time. If you did like Speed, Con Air, and like The Rock, you'd have a good night. You'd have, I mean, 2 of those have Nicolas Cage, but beyond that, they're not similar. You'd have a good night. We're talking hostages. Yeah. We're talking, I mean, they all have hostages in them. One's on the land, one's in one location, and one's in the air. You know what I'm saying? That's a good triple feature. Anyway,
that is a good triple feature.
What's your total points?
21 out of a 25.
I have a 20 out of a 25. So we're right there. Con Air, a pretty great 90s action movie. A little cheese on top, but you're going to have a fun time while you're watching it. All right. So with that being said, we are going to wrap up the series and the Nicolas Cage movies next week with a double. I think this is a double first time watch for you. So first up will be Wrath of the Titans, the sequel to the remake of Clash of the Titans. So this is an original movie altogether. There's no other existing, you know, script. And then wrapping up Nicolas Cage with a movie called Drive Angry, which is a movie that is a kind of a mix of action, like 70s style action, and kind of like horror. It's not scary, but like the devil is in it or something, like demons and stuff like that. Yeah, it is a crazy movie, but it fits in with like Nicolas Cage at the time. Also, Amber Heard's really hot in it. I know she's canceled for some people, but I don't care. She's really fine in that movie. So we're doing some Drive Angry along with Wrath of the Titan.
All right. Well, I've never seen that one. Okay. That's good. That has a 4K Drive Angry?
No, but the Blu-ray looks fantastic because that movie was actually shot in 3D and then converted down. So it has that digital camera that they do the 3D for, and it looks really good. The Blu-ray looks like, I don't even know if a 4K could do much, much better on it, but it looks really good. I do have it on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. You can also follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, and make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.